But peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，今天我们信息的题目是“现今的时候更近了”。
Praise the Lord. The topic today is the time is nearer now.
刚才我们已经读过这段的圣经，大家是不是假设大家都是很熟悉的？
Just now we already read this passage, and I assume that we're all familiar with this passage.
不知道你们是什么时候读到这段的圣经哈？因为很多人知道这段圣经很有名，是因为奥古斯丁他得救的故事。
I don't know when you read this passage, but this passage is very famous because of Augustine.
因为他在快要得救的时候，他在米兰的一个花园里面，在他的内心有很巨大的冲突。
Before he was saved, he was in the Garden of Milan.And he was experiencing great inner conflict.
在他内心有很大的挣扎的时候，他好像听见一个声音在吸引他，听起来像是小孩子在那里玩耍的时候，在那里呼喊。
And this, when he was having this inner conflict, he heard a voice. It sounded like little children playing.
那个奥古斯丁好像他听见一个声音，那个声音就是说拿起来读，拿起来读。
And this voice says, take it and read it, take it and read it.
那他就拿起圣经打开来，翻到哪一页呢？就是我们今天所读的经文。
So he took up the Bible and he opened it and it is, it's on this passage.
我们刚才所读的，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增进嫉妒，总要披戴主耶稣基督。
Just like we read it just now, do not indulge in revelry and drunkenness, and do not be lustful and depraved, do not be quarrelsome and envious, but put on yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是奥古斯丁他自己写他自己得救的经历，所以这是他自己写下来的，不是别人做的一个文学的描述，是他自己所写的。
So this was something he was written as an autobiography of how he was saved.
当他读他说他读到这些，他就觉得不需要再读下去了。他说，觉得就是这个光进入他的心中。
So when he read this, he said, "I don't need to read further because it is like these words are like light shone into my heart."
他觉得心里面所有的这些阴霾都被光扫除了。
And then all the shadows has already been has vanished.
所以奥古斯丁就在那个时候立刻他不是回去我这个光真的照在人心里，他不是说我回去再想一想他就是当时立刻就接受耶稣基督做他的救主。
And this light was not something when it shone into his heart where his response was, well, let me think about it. He immediately believed.
所以我们看见神的话是奇妙的，是大有能力的，像光一样进入人的心，就可以让人里面的黑暗驱逐出去，就叫人立刻的得救。
And so this, the word of God is wondrous and powerful. And once it enters your heart, it illuminates the darkness.
所以我们就是当中也许有慕道朋友的话，我们听见神的话，我们不要说自己回去想一想其实这个不是我们想明白的，而是说我们愿不愿意。让这个光进入我们的心中。
So if you hear your friend give you this the gospel, don't say go home. I'll go home and think about it because it is not something that you can think and understand.
我们已经信主的其实是一样的。
Those of us that already believed in the Lord, it's the same for us.
如果我们有神的话的时候，我们要让这个光进入我们的心里。
When we have God in our heart, we need to let this light be enter us.
今年我们的信息的主题是在耶和华的光明中行走。
This year our theme is to walk in the light of the Lord.
我们知道说以赛亚书二章五节那里是弥赛亚国度的呼召。
We know that this verse Isaiah 2:5 is a call to the messianic kingdom.
我们知道在新约里面这个光就更加清楚，神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
So this light is more apparent in the New Testament because the glorious light of God is already shown on Jesus' face.
在保罗的书信里面就更加清楚，他有一个呼召，就是行在光中，是对我们每一位圣徒实际生活的呼召。
So in the letter, Paul's letters, walking in the light is clearer because it becomes a calling to the to be holy for all the saints.
前段时间我们南区在查以赛亚书，我们有说保罗好像是新约的以赛亚，那以赛亚好像是旧约的保罗。
So last month or so we were studying Isaiah, and Isaiah is like the Paul of Old Testament.
好，现在我们就来看啊，保罗他的劝勉和呼召。
So let's continue to look at Paul's encouragement.
第十一节这里说，你们晓得，现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候。
So verse 11 says, "The hour has come for you to wake up from sleep."
Yeah, 这个他的意思就是我们要醒来哈，但究竟他是什么意思？
Well, what does it mean to wake up?
他的意思就是我们要对自己灵里的光景有一个警醒。
So the meaning is we have to be clear of our spiritual condition.
我们要注意保罗他不是光说要晓得现今的世代黑暗。
Paul is not merely talking about the darkness of the current age.
我们有时候觉得好像每一个时代都很黑暗，从保罗写罗马书的时候，那个时候他们面临一个黑暗的光景。
Maybe we considered all ages are dark, but we're looking at what Paul's his current condition.
其实写完罗马书过后没多久，这个大逼迫就开始了。
After he wrote the Book of Romans, the great persecution came.
现在我们已经是2000年之后了，我们看见那个抵挡基督的力量啊，其实也是在不断的加剧。
And we see that the force that is against Christ is continue on today.
但是我们保罗前面的不是说不仅仅是说要我们知道现今的时代是黑暗的。
But Paul isn't just want us to know about the darkness of the present age.
他其实在这里说晓得现今是该睡醒的时候，这个是指我这个人。
When he was saying that for this hour is for you to wake, this is referring to himself.
所以保罗关注的点他不是在外面，而是在里面。
So his point is not just on the what's on the outside, but what's on the inside.
外面当然应该晓得，但是里面我们里面自己对于自己的灵里面的光景我们更加要清楚。
So, of course we can, the outside is important, but we have to be clear about our inner, condition, spiritual condition.
Yeah, 不然外面是那么黑暗，我们每天在讲政治如何，政党如何，现在的社会怎么的败坏哈，但是有的时候我们要仔细想一想，我们有没有 balance， 我们有花多少时间在关注我自己这个人，我里面有没有外面那么黑，但是我里面有没有光。
When the outside is dark, the world, the outside world is dark, but how often do we look at our spiritual condition as do we have light in us?
所以往往有时候我们不是不知道自己所处的时候，但是很多时候我们是知道但是容易懈怠。
We do know, sometimes we don't know what our time we are in, and it's easy for us to be complacent.
就有的时候我们可能觉得说 经常睡觉，我觉得是我开了一个闹钟，我觉得我有一个闹钟，然后我们就有一个安全感，说到时候我会醒的。
So when we go to sleep, we set our alarm. It gives us a sense of security that when the alarm sound, I will wake up.
所以如果我们觉得说还可以再睡一会儿，所以虽然我们知道要醒了，但是好像矛盾，但是在我们身上是就是这样，就一方面知道该醒了，但另一方面觉得说还是可以再睡一会儿。
Maybe we think that we know we can sleep a little more because of the alarm, but we can get some more sleep.
所以就是说，单纯是那个知道不一定会改变我们的行事为人。
So just knowing doesn't mean that it will change us.
所以保罗用一个字叫做，他说叫趁早睡醒。
So Paul's saying that you that according to the right hour you have to wake up.
英文就是用这个 wake.
So in English it uses the word wake.
但是这个字的本来的含义是起来。
So the original meaning of this word is to get up.
就是跟大家今天就是分享的很简单的一点，就是说有时候醒是醒了，但是我们还躺在床上，就是醒来和起来是不一样的。
So what I wanted to share today is sometimes we wake up, but we don't get up.
所以如果要再多说一点，就这个字其实本意就是说，应该是就是圣经上用的复活的那个字。
And the original meaning of this word is in other passages is this word of risen.
我们今天有七位youth受浸归入主名。
This year we have seven youths that were baptized into Christ.
所以感谢神，我们要感谢主。
So、
我们今年罗马书可能读了很多，尤其第六章。
So we have to praise God, and we studied Romans chapter 6 a lot this year.
我们可以一起把这个第六章第四节，我们再一起读一下。
And we can read this Romans 6:4 together.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像耶稣借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life.
所以这个字我把它的数字标注了一下，我们愿意去查考的弟兄姊妹可以回去查考。虽然说在罗马书十三章那里说是趁早醒来，但是在罗马书在整本新约里的用法，尤其是保罗在罗马书里，你去看每一次提到这个字都是在讲复活。
So I have put the Strong's number next to the word awake. Even though in chapter 13, awake, in chapter 13, this word means to wake, but in the rest of Romans, almost every time, that word, same word is translated as risen.
Yeah. 所以如果只是讲睡醒，我们就可能会有歧义，会有时候误会，我们给自己一个缓冲的余地，就是再睡一会儿。
So, if we...just think that word means wake, and sometimes we give ourselves leeway and says, oh, we can sleep some more.
如果是起来或者复活，这就是这个词的本意。我们知道说这个当中是不应该有一个我们所谓的缓冲的地带在那里。
So when we think of the word as risen or get up, then there is no leeway for us to continue to sleep.
不能说因为时代现在还黑暗，这个白昼还有一段光景，所以让我过一段时间再复活。
So maybe the outside is still dark, so let me wait until later to be risen, to rise up.
所以在保罗的话里面，他有一种迫切感。虽然罗马教会他从未谋面，他还没有，但是他的劝勉里已经要劝他们。
So God, and Paul's word, it has this sense of urgency.
我们就把这个这一节哈，就是今天我们也是我们的主题，我们再一起读一下。保罗说他为什么劝他们要现在就该睡醒，就该起来。他说，因为我们得救，现今比近的时候更近了。
Why did Paul use this sentence as because he wants the church of Rome, the church in Rome knows that this hour has come for you to wake from sleep.
这个话如果不仔细的听，我们容易产生误会。
If we don't listen to this verse in detail, we could come up with a we could be confused.
因为我们不是说听福音的时候说我们一相信就得救了。
It is not when we hear the gospel, we immediately are saved.
为什么说比初信的时候更近了？
Why does it say that it is closer to when we first believed?
如果我们不经过一点解释，可能我们就不太清楚这个得救这里讲的究竟是我们的起点呢，还是我们的终点。
So if we don't clearly understand this, sometimes we do not know whether the salvation is this the beginning or is it the end.
所以这个就是取决于我们对于全备的救恩有没有一个完整的认识。
That depends on whether we have a clear understanding of the complete salvation.
感谢主，在罗马书里面，因着保罗他给罗马教会的书信，我们知道说，能够认识这个全备的救恩。
So we through Paul's letters to the Romans, we understand the complete salvation.
所以这个对于这个救恩来说哈。我们来看第一个，保罗在说到我们的救恩的时候，这个字也许是我们罗马人最熟悉的，就是称义。
This word justification, maybe it is a word that we're most familiar with in the book of Romans.
Yeah, 罗马书的三到五章那里说到称义，然后又说到什么呢？到最后说到我们起点是称义，那个。我们的终点是在哪里？
So, Romans chapter 3 to 5 talks about justification and later glorification is the end point.
那是我们得荣耀的时候。
It's when we are glorified.
保罗说如果我们因信称义 就怎么样？欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
So, when we are justified, we are, we're hopeful and joyful in the glorification.
那个荣耀其实得荣耀是得我们与神一同得神的那个荣耀。
And to be glorified is to have the same, to be glorified with God.
所以这个包含了我们的起点到终点。
So this is the beginning and the end.
那当中还有一个是什么呢？
And in the middle,
那个就是我们的成圣 ,sanctification.
And that's our sanctification.
感谢神，起点和终点我们把它画了两个圆圈，它好像是一个点，但是当中是一条路。
So the beginning and the end, I have two circles to represent, but in the middle is the road, the path that we take.
感谢主，那个什么叫初信的时候，就是我们。
What does it mean to be first belief?
我们出现的时候就是我们因信称义的时候。
That is when we are justified by faith.
那么当保罗说离得救时候更近的时候，他讲的是一个完全的得救。
And when he's saying that we're closer from when we first believe, he's talking about the complete salvation.
包括从这个起点一直到终点。
Including the starting point and the end point.
有的时候我们弟兄姊妹说到这个得救这个字，把它是比较窄的时候，就好像只讲到它的起点。
And when we talk about salvation normally, we probably refer to the starting point.
但是真正完全的讲法，这个得救就是包括从起点到终点，以及当中的这条路。
But technically, when we talk about salvation, it's inclusive, starting point and the end point and the path that we take in between.
感谢主今天早上圣灵弟兄带我们所唱的诗歌，其实把这个意思都表达出来。
And praise the Lord, earlier Brother Sunming led us in singing the hymns, really brought out this already.
我们光看这个图表，虽然说它可能很正确，但是它是会比较枯干干燥一点。
When we look at this diagram, even though it may be very accurate, but it's kind of dry.
但是那个诗歌是把我们看到神的荣耀，我们心中有一个该有的感受，把它唱出来。
But the hymn, let us see the glory of God and have this, so that we can sing out our feelings.
我们什么时候得荣耀呢？就是主再来的时候。
So when are we glorified? That is when Jesus comes back.
不仅我们的灵、我们的魂、我们的身体要得赎。
Not only our spirit, our soul, our minds, but also our bodies will be delivered.
保罗给我们很多教导，我们现在穿的外面有衣服，但是我们穿的身体是一个会朽坏的身体。
So, the body that we wear today is perishable.
所以是每就是它是不断的走向一个渐渐会。朽坏，但是主来的时候，我们要披上一个身体是不会朽坏的。
So when Jesus comes again, we will put on a new body that will not be perishable.
所以我们每一个基督徒都有同样一个起点，也有同样一个盼望。
So all Christians, all brothers and sisters have this initial starting point and have the same hope.
所以盼望我们每一次想到我们的德，就想到了救恩的时候，我们会想到我们的起点，想到我们初心的时候，也想到神要带领我们所去的。
So when we talk about the salvation, we think of the starting point and also the ending point where the Lord is going to lead us to.
所以这个我们与主一同得荣耀也。不光是我们从我们个人来说就是我们得到了这个不朽坏的身体，但是从神的角度来说是神的国度完全的彰显出来。
From our standpoint, when we are glorified with God, we're just thinking from our perspective, but from God's perspective, it is His kingdom being revealed.
所以这里看的时候这个当我们警醒的时候，我们得救比初心的时候更近了，是指离我们得荣耀的时候更近了。
So, Paul was talking about when we are closer now to the end point, the glorification.
主耶稣，那就是主耶稣再来的时候，所以我们这两个不是两件事情，他们是在同时发生的。
So these are not, this was about Jesus' second coming.These are not two separate events. They're the same event.
所以我们信主了之后，我们在地上过的每一天都是这个成圣的时候，也是刚才诗歌里唱我们侍奉的时候。
So when we're living on this earth, it is we're on the path of sanctification, and just like the hymn we were singing, that we were is through our service.
我们回到这个初心的时候，当保罗写这个罗马书的时候，对于他们来说，那个初心的时候有多久以前呢？
As when Paul was writing this the letter to the Romans, how long ago was this when they first believed?
我们知道第一个五旬节教会产生，那大概是主后三十年。
We know that in the first Pentecost, it was around 30 AD.
使徒行传告诉我们有罗马来的客旅，有犹太人，也有进犹太教的人。
So Acts chapter 2 tells us that there are guests from Rome, either Jews or converts to Judaism.
那应该大概就是罗马教会最早弟兄姊妹的来源。
This probably is the source of the earliest church for Rome in Rome.
等到 保罗写罗马书大概是主后57-58年，所以当中相隔了差不多30年左右。
So Paul wrote the Romans around 57 or 58 AD, and there's a gap of about 30 years.
后来在使徒行传十八章那里告诉我们更多一点的信息，就是保罗遇见了那个雅居拉。
In Acts chapter 18, it tells us that Paul met a Jew called Aquila.
那里告诉我们一点关于罗马教会所发生的事，就是他们有个皇帝，对不对？叫做格老丢，然后当时他就命令说，所有的犹太人必须离开罗马。
So, it tells us also that at that time the emperor's name is Claudius, and he had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome.
那个大概是在主后49年左右。
This was about 49 AD.
那么大概5年之后，这个格老丢就死了。他死了之后，这个犹太人他们可以重新回到罗马。
So Claudius died in 54 AD, about 5 years later. And after that, the Jewish believers can return to Rome.
所以当这些犹太信徒回来的时候，他们发现罗马的教会已经好像沧海桑田改变了。那个时候教会里面已经是外邦人，主要就是外邦人，因为有5年的时间犹太人是被赶出去的，这个罗马不能有犹太人。
So this church, when they returned, they were mostly Gentiles in the church.
所以说这个罗马教会他可能最早的弟兄姊妹们也许有信主25年的。
So probably the oldest believers in there have been believers for 25 years.
但是大多数的弟兄姊妹可能都是不会超过5年，甚至不超过10年，可能不超过5年的更多，因为就是外邦人的所谓外邦人的信徒，就是在这5年间。
So, but most of the believers are probably in the 5 to 10 years range because the Gentiles was believers came during these 5 years.
虽然这是很久远的历史，但是其实和我们今天也很像。
So even though there is a history, but it's similar to what we our situations today.
我们感谢神，我们这里有很年长的弟兄姊妹。
And here we have elderly brothers.
有超过25年的，甚至有超过50年的。
Even brothers that have been over 50 years.
50年就是半个世纪。
That's half a century.
也有半年，六个月的哈，六个月就是半年。
Or maybe just some of us are only believers for 6 months.
对，所以虽然说好像很长，也可以说不长。
So even though it's 6 months, but it's probably not considered very long.
因为从主耶稣离开这个时候，差不多历世历代的圣徒我们差不多等了20个世纪。
So from the time Jesus ascension to now it's almost maybe 20 centuries.
但是我们当中也有弟兄姊妹是在主里已经等了半个世纪。
So some brothers has already waited for half a century.
所以我们每一个人都在等候。
So we all waiting.
我们每一个人都有我们初心的时候。
Every one of us has the time of our first belief.
所以尤其像感恩节，我们感恩的时候，我想我们不会不想到我们初蒙恩的时候。
So when during Thanksgiving, when we're giving thanks, it's hard for us not to think of the time when we first believed.
就像奥古斯丁也有他初心的时候。
Even Augustine have his first belief.
但是对于我们来说最大的误区就是说，或者说我们想知道就是究竟还要等多久。
So our biggest question probably is how long do we have to wait?
圣经没有告诉我们哪一年主回来。
So the Bible didn't tell us when he is going to return.
每一次我们读的时候圣经都告诉我们说更近了，更近了。
And every time when we read the Bible it's always it's getting nearer, it's getting closer.
如果有人告诉你主哪一年回来，那你知道说那个是假先知。
If someone tells you when Jesus is coming back, that's probably a false prophet.
但是有的时候我们觉得说我们信主的我们等候的心那么迫切，好像也许会不会是在今年，会不会是在明年。
So our wait is we want to know whether it's this year or.
因为现今的时代的黑暗，总是每一次叫人想说，会不会这就是最后一次的战争？会不会这是最后一次的瘟疫？会不会这是最后的一次逼迫
？So because of the darkness in the world, we wonder: is this the last war? Is this the last persecution? Is this the last pandemic?
所以这个时候更近了。如果你把它放在两千年的历史里看的时候，你会觉得说没有感觉。
So when we look at this, even though it's this is history, maybe we don't have a lot of feelings for it.
但是如果我们回到这个起点的时候，就是我们每一个人那个初心的点的时候，我们要知道一件事情，就是在神看我们的时候，历世历代所有的基督徒，他们都有这一个共同的起点。
So, but when we go back to a starting point, brothers and sisters in history all have a starting point.
在神的眼中看的时候，奥古斯丁那个是大概是三百主后大概是386、387的样子。
So from God's perspective, Augustine, when he first believed, it was around 386 or 87 AD.
据说也是在一个复活节受浸，据说，当然我也不一定百分之百确定。
According it, to tradition, it might be during Thanksgiving, but I'm not 100% sure.
所以在神的眼中看的时候，并不是说他比我们多等了一千多年。
So he has waited more than 1,000 years than us.
在神的眼中看，我们每一个人都有我们初心的时候这个起点。So, 我们也会有同一个终点。
Now, every one of us has a starting point, and we all have an end point, the same end point.
而且在当中，我们是走同一条路。
And in between, we go through the same process.
所以关键就是说，我们走这个路的时候，我们有没有那个如今更近了的感觉
？The question is, when we're in this path.Do we have this feeling that it is closer?
如果我们真的有这种感觉的时候，那表示我们是活的，我们向着主的心是活的，我们在等候主的回来。
If we have this feeling, it tells us that our life is we're alive, our spiritual life is alive.
但如果我们觉得说今年和去年没什么不一样啊，去年和前年。也没什么不一样，那表示说好像我们就进入一种停滞的光景。
So if we think, if we look at this year and last year, maybe it's not too much different. Maybe we're in a holding pattern.
就是我们个人可能会停下来，团体教会也有可能会停下来。
Ourself, personally, we could be.In a holding pattern, but from the church's perspective, a whole church could be in a holding pattern too.
所以我们确实需要经常的来读保罗的话，来警醒我们自己。不光是盼望我们熟悉这段话，不光是因为奥古斯丁得救的故事。
So we have to often read God's word. When we read this passage, it's not just because.Of Augustine's experience.
今天就是借着保罗这些话来彼此的劝勉。
And it is through this word from Paul we exhort one another.
我想我们有一个最大的误区，就是我们觉得说，我既然醒了，就一定会起来的。
We may have a false assumption that if we wake up, that we're always gonna get up.
就是像怎么说呢，就是不是一个批评，就是说即便是基督徒再冷淡退后也好，他还是承认说主总是要来的。
No matter whether we're fervent or not, we all know that Jesus will come again.
虽然我现在还在睡，但是我或早或晚，我一定会起来的。
Even though I'm sleeping, I will get up eventually.
你想着我一定会起来的，然后就给自己就有一个麻痹。
So we kind of numb ourselves by thinking that we will get up.
既然我很有把握，我一定会起来，那我现在先多睡一会儿。
So we know that we will get up eventually, so maybe I can sleep some more.
所以这个睡醒了和起来在我们身上不能成为割裂的两件事情。
So getting up and waking up cannot be two separate things.
我们有的时候不能说觉得听了一次信息或者参加一次特会我就又多了一个闹钟所以我就更加安全了。
We cannot just say we attend another conference or listen to another message. That's another alarm clock for us. So we're good.
神的话给我们，要我们心中的回应总是现在、现今。
God's word is for us to for now.
所以我们就像我们当初蒙恩的时候，一听见神的话，我们心中马上就有回应。那我们今天听见神的话也是要一样。
When we it's just like when we first believe, when we hear God's word, we immediately believe.So today, our response to God's word, it should be the same.
这边又告诉我们在世界历史的年表上面是在二零几几年还是二一几几年我们不知道。圣经没有告诉我们说主具体在哪一年回来。
Yeah, the Bible did not specifically tell us when the Lord will return.
我们觉得这是你觉得这是圣经上最麻烦的地方还是对我们最有益处的地方
What do you think? Is that a problem for us or is it something that is beneficial to us?
那其实是为着我们的益处因为每一代的基督徒都要准备好
Actually, it is for our benefit because then all brothers and sisters will have to be prepared for Christ's return.
有的是等候一生等候主但是主还没有回来的时候他们先睡了他们在那里等、
Some as they've been waiting for the Lord their whole life and then they went to sleep and wait while they sleep
但是每一代的基督徒都应该有一个活什么叫活的盼望就是说你心中的盼望是我不知道主什么时候回来但是我的盼望是我能够活着见主
What is this living hope? The living hope is something that you hope that you will, that when you, you may not see Jesus return, but you would live out that, the life that's pleasing to God.
那样的一个盼望是活的，也是对我们最大的益处。
And that type of hope is alive. It's beneficial to us.
对神的家也是最大的益处。
And it's beneficial to the family of God.
好，我们今天就借这些话彼此的劝勉。
So through this, we exhort one another.
我们再读一节圣经。
Let's read another passage.
我们就不去仔细的讲，但是这是其实冯牧师经常上面就提醒我们，冯牧师经常特别喜欢跟我们一起读这节，我们一起来读。他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在人要救我们。并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
This verse is something that Pastor Feng led us to read all the time. It says, He delivered us from such deadly peril that He will deliver us. On Him we have set our hope that He will deliver us again.
所以从这里看的时候，我们就是简单的总结一下，由我们。得救的时候他成就我们那当中是他人要救我们最后将来他人要救我们
yeah,
那么这个就是好 yeah,
In the perspective of that verse we can look at the diagram and see that he delivered us already but he will continue to deliver us and will deliver us again
所以我们有一个共同的起点叫做初信的时候
and we have a common starting point and that is called when we first believed.
我刚才圣灵弟兄带我们的诗歌唱，我觉得很感动。其实那就是一个主再来的时候，就是得荣耀的时候，是一个完全的得救。
And Brother Sunning led us in that hymn is very moving because it is the time when we will all be glorified.
所以我们就是基督徒的一生，就是活在初信的时候和主再来的时候之间，这一段叫做我们属灵的路。
And this is, we all live in between those, Christians all live in between the two times, the starting point when we first believed, and also the glorification. And in the middle is our spiritual living.
对，所以当中就是我们该起来的时候，但愿我们不浪费这段的时候，不做一个继续睡着的人。
In the middle is the hour when we must wake up and arise, and so we don't waste that time.
好，剩下来的几节，其实我们大家都非常熟悉。我想时间的关系，我们就不一一的来解释。但是，我想这个话真可以摆在我们的心中。如果我们当带上，我们就读一下：当带上光明的兵器，行事为人像在白昼。要披戴主耶稣基督，其实这些话也都不需要解释，只要是圣灵说在我们心中就都可以了。
Yeah, these words we probably not do not have time to explain, but it's self-explanatory, and the Holy Spirit will speak to us. The hour has come for you to wake from sleep. Put on the armor of light. Walk properly in the daytime. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你，主啊，因为你就是那光，主啊，你叫跟从你的不在黑暗里走。
Lord, we thank you because you are light, and in you we can walk in the light.
感谢你借着保罗的话来劝勉我们，主啊，现今就是当趁早睡醒的时候。
We thank you for the word from Paul that this hour is the time, is the hour we need to be awake.
我们为这我们每一个人都有初心的时候，我们献上感恩。
We thank you for every one of us that has the starting point of first belief.
我们要献上感恩，你给我们那美好的盼望。我们在这里盼望等候主再来的时候。
And we thank you that we our hope is that you, for you to return.
但愿我们都在神的面前宝贵我们的今天，就是。睡醒的时候。
So we ask that you would keep this hour when we're awake to be precious.
求神祝福每一位像你有这样心愿的。
May you bless everyone that has this heart.
祝福每一位让这光进入心里的。
And pray that the light will enter every one of us.
这样感谢祈求祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。